Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. SmoothQuant, accurate and efficient post-training quantization for large language models. Authored 2022 by Guangxuan Shao, Ji Lin, Michael Sesnick, Julian Demuth, Song Han. Abstract: large language models, LLMs, show excellent performance but are compute and memory intensive. Quantization can reduce memory and accelerate inference. However, for LLMs beyond 100 billion parameters, existing methods cannot maintain accuracy or do not run efficiently on hardware. We propose SmoothQuant, training-free, accuracy-preserve and general-purpose post-training quantization, PTQ, solution to enable 8-bit weight, 8-bit activation, W8A8, quantization for LLMs. Based on the fact that weights are easy to quantize while activations are not, SmoothQuant smooths the activation outliers by offline migrating the quantization difficulty from activations to weights with a mathematically equivalent transformation. SmoothQuant enables an INT8 quantization of both weights and activations for all the matrix multiplications in LLMs, including OPT175B, BLOOM176B, GLM130B, and MT530 billion Netherlands guilders. SmoothQuant has better hardware efficiency than existing techniques. We demonstrate up to 1.56 times speedup and 2 times memory reduction for LLMs with negligible loss in accuracy. We integrate SmoothQuant into Faster Transformer, a state-of-the-art LLM serving framework, and achieve faster inference speed with half the number of GPUs compared to FP16, enabling the serving of a 530B LLM within a single node. Our work offers a turnkey solution that reduces hardware costs and democratizes LLMs. Code is available at https://mit-han-lab/smoothquant. 1. Introduction. Large-scale language models, LLMs, show excellent performance on various tasks, Brown et al., 2020A, Zhang et al., 2022. However, serving LLMs is budget and energy. The consuming due to their gigantic model size. For example, the GPT-3, Brown et al., 2020A, model contains 175B parameters, which will consume at least 350 gigabytes of memory to store and run in FP16, requiring 8 x 48 gigabytes a 6,000 GPUs or 5 x 80 gigabytes a 100 GPUs just for inference. Due to the huge computation and communication overhead, the inference latency may also be unacceptable to real-world applications. Quantization is a promising way to reduce the cost of LLMs, Detmers et al., 2022, Yao et al., 2022. By quantizing the weights and activations with low-bit integers, we can reduce GPU memory requirements, in size and bandwidth, and accelerate compute-intensive operations, i.e., GEM in linear layers, BMM in attention. For instance, INT8 quantization of weights and activations can have the GPU memory usage and nearly double the throughput of matrix multiplications compared to FP16. However, unlike CNN models or smaller transformer models like BERT, Devlin et al., 2019, the activations of LLMs are difficult to quantize. When we scale up LLMs beyond 6.7B parameters, systematic outliers with large magnitude will emerge in activations, Detmers et al., 2022, leading to large quantization errors and accuracy degradation. ZeroQuant, Yao et al., 2022, applies dynamic per-token activation quantization and group-wise weight quantization, defined in Figure 2 Sec. 2. It can be implemented efficiently and delivers good accuracy for GPT-3350M and GPT-J6B. However, it cannot maintain the accuracy for the large OP model with 175 billion parameters, see Section 5.2. LLM, INT8, Detmers et al., 2022, addresses that accuracy issue by further introducing a mixed precision decomposition, i.e., it keeps outliers in fluorine hexadecaphosphide and uses INT8 for the other activations. However, it is hard to implement the decomposition efficiently on hardware accelerators. Therefore, deriving an efficient, hardware-friendly, and preferably training-free quantization scheme for LLMs that would use INT8 for all the compute-intensive operations remains an open challenge. We propose SmoothQuant, an accurate and efficient post-training quantization, PTQ, solution for LLMs. SmoothQuant relies on a key observation. Even if activations are much harder to quantize than weights due to the presence of outliers, Detmers et al., 2022, different tokens exhibit similar variations across their channels. Based on this observation, Smooth Quant Offline migrates the quantization difficulty from activations to weights, Figure 1. Smooth Quant proposes a mathematically equivalent per-channel scaling transformation that significantly smooths the magnitude across the channels, making the model quantization-friendly. Since Smooth Quant is compatible with various quantization schemes, we implement three efficiency levels of quantization settings for Smooth Quant. See Table 3.01.03. Experiments showed that Smooth Quant is hardware efficient. It can maintain the performance of OPT175B, Zhang et al. 2022, BLOOM176B, Scao et al. 2022, GLM130B, Zhang et al. 2022, and MT530 billion Netherlands guilders, Smith et al. 2022, leading to up to 1.51 times speed up and 1.96 times memory saving on PyTorch. Smooth Quant is easy to implement. We integrate Smooth Quant into Faster Transformer, the state-of-the-art transformer serving framework, achieving up to 1.56 times speedup and halving the memory usage compared with FP16. Remarkably, Smooth Quant allows serving large mod. Else 2018, where the ReLU, late we what quantization else like OPT175B using only half number of GPUs compared to FP16 while being faster, and enabling the serving of a 530B model within 1/8 GPU node. Our work democratizes the use of LLMs by offering a turnkey solution to reduce the serving cost. We hope Smooth Quant can inspire greater use of LLMs in the future. 2. Preliminaries. Quantization maps a high precision value into discrete levels. We study integer uniform quantization, Jacob et al. 2018, specifically INT8, for better hardware support and efficiency. The quantization process can be expressed as, where X is the floating point tensor, X is the quantized counterpart, A is the quantization step size, is the rounding function, and N is the number of bits, 8 in our case. Here we assume the tensor is symmetric at 0 for simplicity. The discussion is similar for asymmetric cases, e.g., after ReLU, by adding a 0 point, Jacob et al. 2018. Such quantizer uses the maximum absolute value to calculate A so that it preserves the outliers in activation, which are found to be important for accuracy, Detmers et al. 2022. We can calculate offline with the activations of some calibration samples, what we call static quantization. We can also use the runtime statistics of activations to get a, what we call dynamic quantization. As shown in Figure 2, quantization has different granularity levels. The per-tensor quantization uses a single step size for the entire matrix. We can further enable finer-grained quantization by using different quantization step sizes for activations associated with each token, per-token quantization, or each output channel of weights, per-channel quantization. A coarse-grained version of per-channel quantization is to use different quantization steps for different channel groups, called group-wise quantization, Shen et al. 2020, Yao et al. 2022. For a linear layer in transformers, Vaswani et al. 2017, Y equals XW, Y Euro R times C, X Euro RT times C, W Euro R 6 Co, where T is the number of tokens, C is the input channel, and Co is the output channel, see Figure 2. We omit the batch dimension for simplicity. We can reduce the storage by half compared to FP16 by quantizing the weights to INT8. However, to speed up the inference, we need to quantize both weights and activations into INT8, i.e., W8A8, to utilize the integer kernels, e.g., INT8GEM, which are supported by a wide range of hardware, e.g., NVIDIA GPUs, Intel CPUs, Qualcomm DSPs, etc. 3. Review of quantization difficulty. LLMs are notoriously difficult to quantize due to the outliers in the activations, Detmers et al. 2022, Wei et al. 2022, Bondarenko et al. 2021. We first review the difficulties of activation quantization and look for a pattern amongst outliers. We visualize the input activations and the weights of a linear layer that has a large quantization error in Figure 3, left. We can find several patterns that motivate our method. 1. Activations are harder to quantize than weights. The weight distribution is quite uniform and flat, which is easy to quantize. Previous work has shown that quantizing the weights of LLMs with INT8 or even with INT4 does not degrade accuracy, Detmers et al. 2022, Yao et al. 2022, Zhang et al. 2022, which echoes our observation. 2. Outliers make activation quantization difficult. The scale of outliers in activations is approximately 100 times larger than most of the activation values. In the case of per-tensor quantization, equation 1, the large outliers dominate the maximum magnitude measurement, leading to low effective quantization bits, levels, figure 1, for non-outlier channels. Suppose the maximum magnitude of channel I is Mi, and the maximum value of the whole matrix is M. The effective quantization levels of channel I is 28 mile per meter. For non-outlier channels, the effective quantization levels would be very small, 2 to 3, leading to large quantization errors. 3. Outliers persist in fixed channels. Outliers appear in a small fraction of the channels. If one channel has an outlier, it persistently appears in all tokens, figure 3, red. The variance amongst the channels for a given token is large. The activations in some channels are very large, but most are small, but the variance between the magnitudes of a table with form the that, well twitch, 1. Instead to linear, given channel across tokens is small, outlier channels are consistently large. Due to the persistence of outliers and the small variance inside each channel, if we could perform per-channel quantization, Bondarenko et al. 2021, of the activation, i.e., using a different quantization step for each channel, the quantization error would be much smaller compared to per-tensor quantization, while per-token quantization helps little. In Table 2, we verify the assumption that simulated per-channel activation quantization successfully bridges the accuracy with the FP16 baseline, which echoes the findings of Bondarenko et al. However, per-channel activation quantization does not map well to hardware-accelerated GEM kernels that rely on a sequence of operations executed at a high throughput, e.g., tensor core MMAs, and do not tolerate the insertion of instructions with a lower throughput, e.g., conversions or CUDA core FMAs, in that sequence. In those kernels, scaling can only be performed along the outer dimensions of the matrix multiplication, i.e., toke dimension of activations T, output channel dimension of weights company, see figure 2, which can be applied after the matrix multiplication finishes. Therefore, previous works all use per-token activation quantization for linear layers, Detmers et al. 2022, Yao et al. 2022, although they cannot address the difficulty of activation quantization, only slightly better than per-tensor. 4. Smooth quant. Instead of per-channel activation quantization, which is infeasible, we propose to smooth the input activation by dividing it by a per-channel smoothing factor S-RCI. To keep the mathematical equivalence of a linear layer, we scale the weights accordingly in the reverse direction. Considering input X is usually produced from previous linear operations, e.g., linear layers, layer norms, etc., we can easily fuse the smoothing factor into previous layers' parameters offline, which do not incur kernel call overhead from an extra scaling. For some other cases, when the input is from a residual add, we can add an extra scaling to the residual branch similar to Wei et al. 2022. Migrate the quantization difficulty from activations to weights. We aim to choose a per-channel smoothing factor S such that XXDiags is easy to quantize. To reduce the quantization error, we should increase the effective quantization bits for all the channels. The total effective quantization bits would be largest when all the channels have the same maximum magnitude. Therefore, a straightforward choice is S equals max, XJ, J equals 1, 2, sys where J corresponds to JTH input channel. This choice ensures that after the division, all the activation channels will have the same maximum value, which is easy to quantize. Note that the range of activations is dynamic, it varies for different input samples. Here, we estimate the scale of activations channels using calibration samples from the pre-training dataset, Jacob et al. 2018. However, this formula pushes all the quantization difficulties to the weights. We find that, in this case, the quantization errors would be large for the weights, outlier channels are migrated to weights now, leading to a large accuracy degradation, see figure 9. On the other hand, we can also push all the quantization difficulty from weights to activations by choosing SJ equals 1, max, W. Similarly, the model performance is bad due to the activation quantization errors. Therefore, we need to split the quantization difficulty between weights and activations so that they are both easy to quantize. Equals equals here we introduce a hyperparameter, migration strength A, to control how much difficulty we want to migrate from Weavation, layers, activation to weights, using the following equation. Alpha equals we find that for most of the models, e.g., AllOpt, Zhang et al., 2022, and Bloom, Scow et al., 2022, models, 0.5 is a well-balanced point to evenly split the quantization difficulty, especially when we are using the same quantizer for weights and activations, e.g., per tensor, static quantization. The formula ensures that the weights and activations at the corresponding channel share a similar maximum value, thus sharing the same quantization difficulty. Figure 4 illustrates the smoothing transformation when we take equals 0.5. For some other models where activation outliers are more significant, e.g., GLM-130B, Zhang et al., 2022, has approximately 30% outliers, which are more difficult for activation quantization, we can choose a larger a to migrate more quantization difficulty to weights, like 0.75. Applying smooth quant to transformer blocks. Linear layers take up most of the parameters in computation of LLM models. By default, we perform scale smoothing for the input activations of self-attention and feed-forward layers and quantize all linear layers with W8A8. We also quantize BMM operators in the attention computation. We design a quantization flow for transformer blocks in Figure 5. We quantize the inputs and weights of compute-heavy operators like linear layers and BMM in attention layers with INT8, while keeping the activation as FP16 for other lightweight element-wise operations like ReLU, softmax, and layer norm. Such a design helps us to balance accuracy and inference efficiency. 5. Experiments. 5.1 Setups Baselines. We compare with 4 baselines in the INT8 post-training quantization setting, i.e., without retraining of the model parameters, W8A8 naive quantization, 0 quant, Yao et al., 2022, LLM, INT8, Detmers et al., 2022, and outlier suppression, Wei et al., 2022. Since smooth quant is orthogonal to the quantization schemes, we provide gradually aggressive and efficient quantization levels from 0.1 to 0.3. The detailed quantization schemes of the baselines and smooth quant are shown in Table 3. 1. N. Models and datasets. We choose 3 families of LLMs to evaluate smooth quant. Opt, Zhang et al., 2022, Bloom, Scao et al., 2022, and GLM-130B, Zhang et al., 2022. We use 7 zero-shot evaluation tasks, Lombada, Paperno et al., 2016, Hella Swag, Zellers et al., 2019, PIQA, Bisk et al., 2020, Wino Grande, Sakaguchi et al., 2019, Open Book QA, Mihailov et al., 2018, RTE, Wang et al., 2018, COPA, Rommel et al., 2011, and one language modeling dataset Wikitext, Meriti et al., 2016. To evaluate the Opt and Bloom models, we use MMLU, Hendrikes et al., 2020, MNLI, Williams et al., 2018, QNLI, Wang et al., 2018, and Lombada to evaluate the GLM-130B model because some of the aforementioned benchmarks appear in the training set of GLM-130B. We use 1 meter eval harness to evaluate Opt and Bloom models, and GLM-130B's official repo for its own evaluation. Finally, we scale up our method to MT530 billion Netherlands guilders, Smith et al., 2022, and for the first time enabling the serving of a greater than 500B model within a single node. Note that we focus on the relative performance change before and after quantization but not the absolute value. Activation smoothing. The migration strength equals 0.5 is a general sweet spot for all the Opt and Bloom models, and equals 0.75 for GLM-130B since its activations are more difficult to quantize, Zhang et al., 2022. We get a suitable A by running a quick grid search on a subset of the pile, Gao et al., 2020, validation set. To get the statistics of activations, we calibrate the smoothing factors in the static quantization step sizes once with 512 random sentences from the pre-training dataset pile, and apply the same smoothed and quantized model for all downstream tasks. In this way, we can benchmark the generality and zero-shot performance of the quantized LLMs. Implementation. We implement smooth quant with 2 backends. 1. PyTorch Hugging Face for the proof of concept, and 2. Faster Transformer Dollar, as an example of a high-performance framework used in production environments. In both PyTorch Hugging Face and Faster Transformer frameworks, we implement INT8 linear modules in the batched matrix multiplication, BMM, function with cutless INT8 GEM kernels. We simply replace the original floating point, FP16, linear modules in the BMM function with our INT8 kernels as the INT8 model. 5.2 Accurate quantization results of OPT175B. Smooth quant can handle the quantization of very large LLMs, whose activations are more difficult to quantize. We study quantization on OPT175B. As shown in Table 4, smooth quant can match the FP16 accuracy on all evaluation datasets with all quantization schemes. LLM. int 8, can match the floating point accuracy because they use floating point values to represent outliers, which leads to a large latency overhead, table 8. The W8A8, 0 quant, and outlier suppression baselines produce nearly random results, indicating that naively quantizing the activation of LLMs will destroy the performance. Results of different LLMs. Smooth quant can be applied to various LLM designs. In table 5, we show smooth quant can quantize all existing open LLMs beyond 100B parameters. Compared with the OPT-175B model, the BLOOM-176B model is easier to quantize. None of the baselines completely destroys the model. Even the naive W8A8 pretensor dynamic quantization only degrades the accuracy by 4%. The O1 and O2 levels of smooth quant successfully maintain the floating point accuracy, while the O3 level, per less the 1 NT8 tensor static, degrades the average accuracy by 0.8%, which we attribute to the discrepancy between the statically collected statistics and the real evaluation sample's activation statistics. On the contrary, the GLM-130B model is more difficult to quantize, which echoes Zhang et al. Nonetheless, smooth quant O1 can match the FP16 accuracy, while smooth quant O3 only degrades the accuracy by 1%, which significantly outperforms the baselines. Note that we clip the top 2% tokens when calibrating the static quantization step sizes for GLM-130B following Wei et al. 2022. Note that different model training designs have different quantization difficulties, which we hope will inspire future research. Results on LLMs of different sizes. Smooth quant works not only for the very large LLMs beyond 100B parameters, but it also works consistently for smaller LLMs. In figure 6, we show that smooth quant can work on all scales of OPT models, matching the FP16 accuracy with INT8 quantization. 5.3 speedup and memory saving. In this section, we show the measured speedup and memory saving of smooth quant O3 integrated into PyTorch and faster transformer. We measure the end-to-end latency of generating all hidden states for a batch of 4 sentences in one pass, i.e., the context stage latency. We record the aggregated peak GPU memory usage in this process. We only compare smooth quant with LLM int8 because it is the only existing quantization method that can preserve LLM accuracy at all scales. Due to the lack of support for model parallelism in Hugging Face, we only measure smooth quant's performance on a single GPU for the PyTorch implementation, so we choose OPT-6.7B, OPT-13B, and OPT-30B for evaluation. In the Faster Transformer library, smooth quant can seamlessly work with tensor parallelism, Shuibi et al. 2019, algorithm, so we test smooth quant on OPT-13B, OPT-30B, OPT-66B, and OPT-175B for both single and multi-GPU benchmarks. All our experiments are conducted on NVIDIA A180GB GPU servers. Results of the PyTorch implementation. In Figure 7, we show the inference latency and peak memory usage based on the PyTorch implementation. Smooth quant is consistently faster than the FP16 baseline, getting a 1.51x speedup on OPT-30B when the sequence length is 256. We also see a trend that the larger the model, the more significant the acceleration. On the other hand, LLM int8 is almost always slower than the FP16 baseline, which is due to the large overhead of the mixed precision activation representation. In terms of memory, smooth quant and LLM.int8 can all nearly have the memory usage of the FP16 model, while smooth quant saves slightly more memory because it uses fully INT8 GEMMS. Results of the faster transformer implementation. As shown in figure 8, top, compared to faster transformer's FP16 implementation of OPT, smooth quant O3 can further reduce the execution latency of OPT-13B and OPT-30B by up to 1.56 times when using a single GPU. This is challenging since faster transformer is already more than 3 times faster compared to the PyTorch implementation for OPT-30B. Remarkably, for bigger models that have to be distributed across multiple GPUs, smooth quant achieves similar or even better latency using only half the number of GPUs, 1 GPU instead of 2 for OPT-66B, 4 GPUs instead of 8 for OPT-175B. This could greatly lower the cost of serving LLMs. The amount of memory needed when using smooth quant O3 in faster transformer is reduced by a factor of almost 2x, as shown on figure 8, bottom. 5.4 Scaling up. 530B model. Within a single node, we can further scale up smooth quant beyond 500B level models, enabling efficient and accurate W8A8 quantization of MT 530 billion Netherlands guilders, Smith et al. 2022. As shown in Table 6, W8A8, Torch, and 7, Smooth Quant enables W8A8 quantization of the 530B model at a negligible accuracy loss. The reduced model size allows us to serve the model using half number of the GPUs, 16 to 8, at a similar latency, enabling the serving of a greater than 500B model within a single node, 8 times a 180 GB GPUs. Ablation study, quantization schemes. Table 8 shows the inference latency of different quantization schemes based on our PyTorch implementation. We can see that the coarser the quantization granularity, from 0.1 to 0.3, the lower the latency. And static quantization can significantly accelerate inference compared with dynamic quantization because we no longer need to calculate the quantization step sizes at runtime. Smooth Quant is faster than FP16 baseline under all settings, while LLM.int8 is usually slower. We recommend using a coarser scheme if the accuracy permits. 5.5. Migration strength. We need to find a suitable migration strength at, see equation 4, to balance the quantization difficulty of weights and activations. We ablate the effect of different A's on OPT175B with Lambda in figure 9. When A is too small, less than 0.4, the activations are hard to quantize. When A is too large, greater than 0.6, the weights will be hard to quantize. Only when we choose A from the sweet spot region, 0.4 to 0.6, can we get small quantization errors for both weights and activations, and maintain the model performance after quantization. 6. Related work. Large language models, LLMs. Pre-trained language models have achieved remarkable performance on various benchmarks by scaling up. GPT-3, Brown et al. 2020b, is the first LLM beyond 100b parameters and achieves impressive few-shot, zero-shot learning results. Later works, Ray et al. 2021, Smith et al. 2022, Du et al. 2022, Chowdhury et al. 2022, continue to push the frontier of scaling, going beyond 500b parameters. However, as the language model gets larger, serving such models for inference becomes expensive and challenging. In this work, we show that our proposed method can quantize the three largest, openly available LLMs, OPT175B, Zhang et al. 2022, BLOOM176B, Scao et al. 2022, and GLM130B, Zhang et al. 2022, and even MT 530 billion Netherlands guilders, Smith et al. 2022, to reduce the memory cost and accelerate inference. Proves, Isation 2019. Model quantization. Quantization is an effective method for reducing the model size and accelerating inference. It proves to be effective for various convolutional neural works, CNNs, Hahn et al. 2016, Jacob et al. 2018, Nagel et al. 2019, Wang et al. 2019, Lin et al. 2020, and Transformers, Shen et al. 2020, Kim et al. 2021, Liu et al. 2021, Wang et al. 2020, Bondarenko et al. 2021. Weight equalization, Nagel et al. 2019, and channel splitting, Zhao et al. 2019, reduce quantization error by suppressing the outliers in weights. However, these techniques cannot address the activation outliers, which are the major quantization bottleneck for LLMs, Detmers et al. 2022. Quantization of LLMs. GPTQ, Frantar et al. 2022, applies quantization only to weights but not activations. Please find a short discussion in Appendix A. Zero Quant, Yao et al. 2022, and NUQMM, Park et al. 2022, use a per-token and group-wise quantization scheme for LLMs, which requires customized CUDA kernels. Their largest evaluated models are 20B and 2.7B, respectively, and fail to maintain the performance of LLMs like OPT175B. LLM, int8, Detmers et al. 2022, uses mixed int8, FP16 decomposition to address the activation outliers. However, such implementation leads to large latency overhead, which can be even slower than FP16 inference. Outlier suppression, Wei et al. 2022, uses the non-scaling layer norm and token-wise clipping to deal with the activation outliers. However, it only succeeds on small language models such as BERT, Devlin et al. 2019, and BART, Lewis et al. 2019, and fails to maintain the accuracy for LLMs, Table 5. Our algorithm preserves the performance of LLMs, up to 176B, the largest open-source LLM we can find, with an efficient per-tensor, static quantization scheme without retraining, allowing us to use off-the-shelf INT8 GEM to achieve high hardware efficiency. 7. Conclusion. We propose smooth quant, an accurate and efficient post-training quantization method to enable lossless 8-bit weight and activation quantization for LLMs up to 530B parameters. Smooth quant enables the quantization for both weight and activations for all GEMMs in the LLMs, which significantly reduces the inference latency and memory usage compared with the mixed precision activation quantization baseline. We integrate smooth quant into PyTorch and faster transformer, getting up to 1.56 times inference acceleration and halving the memory footprint. Smooth quant democratizes the application of LLMs by offering a turnkey solution to reduce the serving cost. Acknowledgements. We thank MIT IBM Watson AI Lab, MIT AI Hardware Program, Amazon and MIT Science Hub, NVIDIA Academic Partnership Award, Qualcomm Innovation Fellowship, Microsoft Turing Academic Program, and NSF for supporting this research. We thank Heoshin Tang, Aohan Zung, Eric Lin and Jilei Hu for the helpful discussions. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.